everything's running smoothly.
This is your KC Morning Show. My name is Hartzell. This very festively dressed man to my left, that is Peter J. Sweeney. Well, one second. In your holiday special of the KC Morning Show, don't say that we don't bring content. I guess we're doing this.
Looks like we invited Mr. Scrooge to this holiday special.
I was trying to take the day off.
It's a time for holiday spirit.
And I was trying to take the day.
It's a time for love. It's a time for Santa.
Kicking off the spirit of the season, huh?
I'm stuffed. I feel the magic of Christmas. I'm ready to go.
This is your time of year. You have been hitting me up about this holiday show pretty much since the launch of this thing. You said, yo, so when are we going to do the, when are we going to use the Christmas stuff? When are we going to do the, you know, the Hanukkah stuff? When are we going to do the Kwanzaa stuff? I said, Pete, we'll get to it. So,
rocking around the Christmas tree, it's a Hartzell holiday.
And you look so ridiculous. What is this? What is this sweater we got? Those are actual
those are
jingle
not
bells.
Santa's bells. Those are on my sweater.
You're a beautiful little elf. Beautiful. Are those? Hold on. Are those gloves on your elf, or is that a black man?
No, those are my nipples. None. I have no nationality when I'm an elf.
Elves are colorblind.
That's right.
That is for sure. Are you going to get everything you've ever wanted? You put your list together? Are you checking it twice? Are you on the naughty list? You're on the nice list? Tell me about it, man.
Well, I've been good all year.
So first things first.
There's a non-expectation of coal when Christmas arrives here now in less than a month or so. I've been very good. Where on the other side of things, I mean, I've been friends with you all year. No, I think we've been friends for a long time.
Who are you trying to convince? Are you convincing me? You're trying to convince Santa because I'm not sold on this.
You've been pretty naughty, I think. I think you probably have landed on the naughty list other than forming this great show with me. And thank you for the early supporters. You're all on the good list, whereas Hartzell stand alone right now.
I like to think that this was your Christmas present. The fact that I am here
the naughty list
on a Friday morning, the day after Thanksgiving, I like to think that you're welcome.
That's what you're going to say, you're welcome?
Yes, because I am your present.
Well, as I said on previous shows, Santa came out yesterday at the end of the Thanksgiving parade, so we're officially in the holiday season. So I'm very excited about it. I feel the joy.
Folks are in
joy
town.
Joy to the world.
The Sween has come.
That's right. There's no doubt about it.
So the folks are in town, yeah? Got the friends and the family doing
yeah,
all that stuff?
Yeah, it's good. We got the family in town. It should be, I think, a good little stretch here. They'll be in town till Monday, so got through Thanksgiving, only got, what, let's see, like 48, 50, 55, you know, 50, 56 hours left or so, and then they'll fly them back to New York. I won't have to see them until the next decade, which I appreciate.
A couple of days ago, you know, we talked about how much you don't want to have to be the one that puts up, you know, the cousin in the bunk bed and all that stuff. Mm. So far, so good. Has anyone strangled anybody yet?
Not yet. My parents are staying at Harrah's because they love to gamble. So it's part-time.
It's brilliant.
Part-time family and Christmassy stuff and Thanksgiving stuff right now with them. Part-time Texas Hold'em table, mom on the slot machine. My sister's staying with me. She's in her mid-20s, so she's a lot more easy to handle, kind of understands you know, how things go.
How long are they in town for? When they leaving?
Monday.
Oh, we got time, Pete. Let's go now. Let's go tonight.
No, we're not going anywhere.
Oh,
tonight.
Listen, get me with Mama swinging on that roulette table.
Ooh, don't think that's happening. Nope.
I got some Christmas gifts.
I already told you
it.
It's questionable as to whether or not you're going to meet them. So,
go get something to eat. Go grab some crab legs. Eat like a king. Lose money like a jester.
Like, why are casinos known for crab legs? You're right about that. And really, the holiday season, I feel like a lot of people enjoy crab legs.
They're because they're expensive. But you go to a casino.
They're a delicacy.
They're a delicacy. And you go to a casino, money is no object. We're all the Monopoly man.
Do you hope that you'll be visited from the ghost of crab legs past this holiday?
So my name is Pete. My name is. Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. My name is Hartzell. That is Pete. Thanks for hanging out with us this morning. We have a phone. I checked the phone line. I've checked the voicemail.
Yeah.
It's sitting at E. So if you'd like to maybe throw us some holiday greetings, we have a whole month of this.
Sure.
We have a whole season of this. So if you want to drop us a line, the number is 816-200-2868.
Look at you. You got it.
Oh, I did it. I waited to see if I botched it.
Yeah, it was more of a, it's like an Anchorman when he reads the a thing is a question. Like, mm-hmm. that was how that one came off
for
you. It
was a you. Christmas miracle.
The prompter I was looking for.
So if you want to give us a call or a text, got a maybe you want to give us some of your, what's your wish list? What is your Santa's wish list?
Right. If you today, I don't care how old are you were going to the mall, you're sitting on Santa's lap.
Yeah.
He goes, listen, Maurice or Jennifer or whatever your name is, what do you want for Christmas? And you lean in and you whisper to Santa, I want that 1985 Maserati.
Are you Randy Savage? Are you Randy Savage on Santa's lap?
Just someone at the mall on Santa's lap. And Santa goes, I'll have to check the list and see if you were Pete on the good list or with Hartzell on the naughty list.
I, for the first time, maybe ever, have a little bit of expendable income. And by a little bit, like a little bit of expendable income. And I want to do Black Friday. I know some of you are out and about, maybe right now as you're listening, getting ready to head to insert retail market, insert
Nordstrom.
Nordstrom. I'm a Maxinista guy.
The Burlington Coat Factory.
Ooh, a coat you say.
McDonald's.
They have pumpkin pies now, so had two last night. Thank you very much.
I ain't mad at you.
A little bit of free time, a little bit of expendable income. Maybe you're looking for something to get for that special someone or me.
This year, we're seeing a lot of the major brands on sale. You know, folks like LG, Samsung, Sony, Vizio. These aren't no-name brands. These are the top of the line. The number one thing to do is to do your homework. Don't just be seduced by the low prices all over the place. You should have a game plan.
So what's your game plan, Arsel?
Beg.
I tend
my
to
my game
think,
plan is to beg for deals and try not to get hit by a shopping cart.
If you have some expendable income, as you're saying, you got to be careful here. You know, don't get taken advantage of. Your eyes are going to brighten. You're going to see that wrestling tee at the mall, and you're going to spend too much too soon. You got your mom to shop for, your dad. Okay. You got a girlfriend.
Yeah.
I would happen to like a gift at some point here.
Keep going.
So that's
keep
at
going.
Least four.
Brush over that guy. Keep going.
Okay. It's at least four. Minimum four gifts.
I want a Switch. I've been looking at this thing for a minute. I have a October birthday. So, and whenever me and my twin would be growing up, we had to always kind of space out the gifts because you got October and then you got just a little bit of a layover for November.
Right.
But you had Thanksgiving, so you still might get some holiday money from grandma or from, you know, an aunt or something like that. And then Christmas, it's a quick turnaround. So you got to space out what you want. Like, do I want mom to get that? Do I want, like, just give me money to buy something?
Right.
So I'm feeling like I want to get a Switch. I feel like I want a game a little bit.
Okay.
Especially, you know, now that we have obligations in the morning, I don't have time to be in front of the Xbox or the PlayStation.
Right.
I got a game on the go. Maybe even during the show. So I want to get a Switch. What do you want? Anything on your list that you're trying to save up for or ask Santa for?
You know, I just feel like ever since we started this show, I have everything I need.
Oh, here we go.
I don't need anything.
Well, I got a laundry list of stuff that I want. So I don't know what's wrong with you.
No, I'm all good. I think about this all the time. Success and happiness, you know?
Oh, see, now you're getting serious. Now I feel like an ass.
No, I just... Objects are objects.
Oh, stop it. See, I've spent the last 10 minutes of this thing just begging for stuff. I'm a materialistic millennial.
Yeah.
That's just what we are. I want a Switch. I want some more shirts. I might treat myself to a Nebraska Furniture Mart cart that I can't afford.
I think you're starting to understand why I achieve goals and you receive coals.
Damn it, that's not bad. That's not bad at all. All right. Again, my name is Hartzell. That is Pete. This is your KC Morning Show.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best parts about the holiday season.
Yeah.
Is you get that big meal, sitting down with family, hawking down a turkey leg.
Mm.
Dinner is done. Everybody's got the food coma. Laying on the couch. What are you guys putting on?
As much as you could tell that I enjoy the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
I wait until Thanksgiving is over before I start watching holiday movies, but my go-to is the Santa Claus.
And putting on the suit and entering the sleigh, the wearer waives any and all rights to any previous identity, real or implied, and fully accepts the duties and responsibilities of Santa Claus in perpetuity until such time that wearer becomes unable to do so by either accident or design.
What does that mean?
It means you put on the suit, you're the big guy.
It's ridiculous. I never put on a suit as a
try to understand this.
So there you go, Tim Allen in the Santa Claus. I've always just loved it, when I was a little kid, and I think it still translates to adults. Like, there are jokes I think I didn't understand when I was a little bit younger and now get completely, like in the beginning scene when he has his son Tim Allen at Denny's and he's talking about how a lot of guys go out to Denny's for Christmas Eve dinner, and you look in the background and it's just all single dads with their sons matching them. There's hidden jokes, and it's my favorite Christmas movie, and it kicks it off for me. And I know it's not super popular among everybody.
No, that's a super popular one.
But not,
it's got like two, it's got what, it's nobody's two or three of them
favorite
now, right?
It's nobody's favorite. Yeah, the other ones are trash.
Not any good.
It's the original. The first movie in a set of movies, that is art. Everything after is to make money. So the Santa Claus is art. Give me the art. Save the money.
The Santa Claus is art, he says. Okay. Well, I went ahead and pulled some clips. I know that whenever you bring up movies, especially holiday stuff, it hits close to home for some folks. So I don't want anyone throwing tomatoes at us. I don't want anybody yelling at us for putting together a top list of holiday movies. So I went to Rotten Tomatoes. So if you're upset with the list, yell at them instead of us.
While I was very happy to see that Home Alone is on this list at number 46 and is fresh,
keep the change, you filthy animal.
I was devastated to see that Home Alone 2, Lost in New York, one of the great sequels of our time, was not on this list and is in fact rotten.
Excuse me? How dare you?
My headcanon is that the Griswolds are cannibals and they eat their children.
But I do like, is it Beverly D'Angelo?
Yeah.
She's fabulous.
Would you like it gift wrapped?
It's Alan Rickman's wife, Emma Thompson, listening to Joni Mitchell alone because that's the present that she got for Christmas from her husband.
What's more Christmas than that?
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
It's an unconventional Christmas film. There. I ended the debate for you before there was Tom Hanks.
There was a fine young man named Jimmy Stewart
who set out to save America.
It's a Wonderful Life is the Citizen Kane of Christmas movies. And like Citizen Kane, it needs to be at the top of that list.
See? Passionate. On that, you had Home Alone, Christmas Vacation. What was the other one they talked about?
Yeah, they're all classics. It's a Wonderful Life is probably... If everyone has to agree, it's the go-to Christmas movie. But I also see on this list Miracle on 34th Street.
That was number two on that list, I think.
The Nightmare Before Christmas, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Die Hard is on this list, which is a little bit weird. Don't forget a Charlie Brown Christmas.
Whoa. Back up. What do you mean a little bit weird?
Die Hard.
Are you going to be that guy?
It's not a Christmas movie.
You're going to be that guy. Continue on.
It's not a Christmas movie.
Okay. Did you not listen to the audio I just pulled? The guy said it's case closed.
A Christmas Carol. There's some new school movies like Elf. One of the top movies here, and I'm seeing 100% success rate, and this is a little bit weird for the KC Morning Show, but it's called Meet Me in St. Louis.
From Meet Me in St. Louis.
1944. It's a disarmingly sweet musical led by outstanding performances from Judy Garland and Margaret O'Brien. Meet Me in St. Louis offers a holiday treat for all ages.
Did you just hold onto that note? All ages. Meet Me in St. Louis. St. Losers.
Direct all Merry voiceover Christmas. Requests to twitter.com/PGSween.
If I'm going to be honest, we have always been a TV special kind of house. We love watching Christmas movies. Home Alone probably is
love
my favorite.
And I
am someone who prefers the first one to the second one.
Lost, because you love art.
I love art.
That's
like
right.
You said,
and not money.
But I'm a TV special guy. And if you're going to go TV specials, there's only one you can go with.
You're a mean one.
I mean, come on.
Mr. Grinch.
It's too easy.
You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cat.
Did you catch that? You really are a heel? That's a wrestling reference, by the way. Continue on.
You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch.
Take me there.
You're a bad banana with a...
With a what?
Greasy black peel.
Ba-da-da-da-da. I love it.
I'm a big fan of that, too. I got turned on to that a couple of years ago. That wasn't my favorite growing up.
A couple years ago? What do you mean?
Yeah, I'm new to the Grinch.
You're 31. What do you mean you're new to the Grinch?
Yeah, mid to late 20s, Grinch converter.
You're a late adapter to the Grinch. Yeah, I gotta go the Grinch. Charlie Brown Christmas. Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. Insert any Charlie Brown I'm a big fan of.
The Great Pumpkin.
Great Pumpkin, Peter Swing.
The Great Pumpkin, Charlie. That's kind of a Halloween movie, is it not?
You went the Halloween special. I'm going Thanksgiving special.
Don't forget Frosty the Snowman.
Oh, that's
Rudolph
right.
The Red-Nosed Reindeer.
That's right.
Scrooged. Right in the mix, a very Harold and Kumar Christmas.
One of my favorites.
Jingle All the Way.
Hold on. But we're about to take a walk in a whole different direction. How dare you think that I would not love
Jingle All the Way. Some
it's not
people
a movie.
Don't.
It's a film. That is a film. Jingle All the Way. I mean, you want to see a father's love.
Mm.
A true story of what a father will do.
Starring the Governator.
And this is mid to late 90s Governator. So
I make Christmas movie.
I mean, what else do you need?
Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier.
Cold classic.
It's a Christmas kink. That's what it is. Did you know about that?
Gosh. We have gone on a streak now, I think this whole week, saying kink in each episode. So Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to us.
Happy holidays.
What movie were you talking about?
Which one was I talking about?
Were you saying you don't like it?
Love Actually.
Oh, wow.
That movie's trash. Love Actually is... terrible movie's not the right word. Abysmal. Not worth watching.
I don't think I've seen it, so I can't.
Don't waste your time. It's just a bunch of really terrible people. Granted, yes. And is this a complete misreading of the film? Probably. I accept responsibility for that. But all I see is a bunch of garbage humans who don't know how to love, or if they do love, they love in the wrong way. The guy who everyone talks about. I'm about to go on a tangent again.
Rant.
A complete misreading, but it's fine.
Hearts of the Ranter.
You know, he's got the dude from Walking Dead. He's got the thing.
Carl.
Carl from Walking Dead. He's got the cue cards where he says, I love you, all this stuff. It's basically say anything in a Christmas setting. The woman's engaged. She might even been married at the time of the movie. Spoiler alert. This is a married woman. And this dude comes to her house as her new husband is in the room. And he stands outside confessing his love to her as it's his best friend's girl. Trash. Trash. And then you got the guy from Die Hard and from Harry Potter. Why am I forgetting his name? Alan Rickman. Alan Rickman cheating on his wife. I don't want to see that. The best story was the porn stars in the movie. That's a good story. I do like that story. And
oh,
then
so
the singer.
It's multiple crossover stories.
It's like the crossover where they all have a singular through line.
Got
and
it.
If you want to see a real film, Valentine's Day did it better.
Okay. I did see Valentine's
Day. We're going to get a lot of people that are going to yell at us for that take right there.
Love Actually.
People hate that take I just gave you.
Yeah,
you want to see a real?
I was about to say more like Hate Actually.
I'm going to hit the button.
Okay.
The KC Morning Show.
So there's a couple Christmas movies today you could watch ready to go available on Disney Plus, which is the new rage.
I'm getting you. It's slowly but
I'm
surely.
Just
I'm
recommending
you
it to the people.
Gargoyles has a great Christmas special.
We're not going to recommend the Gargoyles Christmas. The Santa Claus and all the sequels, if you do love the money more than the art, are on Disney Plus. The Nightmare Before Christmas,
Excellent.
Home Alone,
Excellent.
Home Alone 2, Muppet Christmas Carol, I'll Be Home for Christmas, all available on Disney Plus.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas, I'll Be Home for Christmas, and an early Jessica Biel. Yes, it is. That's it.
See, you know the answer to these questions, and I don't have to answer. Christmas movies available
on
Netflix.
That was a good one. Jonathan Taylor Thomas, that dude ran the 90s.
He did.
He ran the 90s.
And then he ran out of luck. Christmas movies on Netflix, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Dr. Seuss's The Grinch, A Very Merry Christmas, and not much more. So if you're really looking for Christmas movies today, I would go the Disney Plus route. I hate to say it, but they seem to have the best selection for on-demand movies where you can get a bunch and have this movie marathon. I wanted to ask you, Hartzell, as we move on here, about some holiday drinks. Yay or nay on spiked eggnog?
Oh, big yay.
Yeah, I like eggnog too. It's not very popular, but I tend to enjoy it. More people I talk to, the more say, I don't know about eggnog. It tastes like egg. Yeah, it's called eggnog.
It's in the title.
That's right.
It's in the lead.
Right.
Don't bury the lead.
You can judge that book by its cover. It's eggnog.
Taste that book by its cover, am I right?
How do you feel about spiked hot cider? Hot apple cider.
Hot apple cider. What are we spiking it with? Putting some brandy, putting some rum, putting some whiskey? What are we doing?
What I have written down is spiked, so you can just put out. You could put rubbing alcohol in it for all I care.
Oh, well, sign me up.
Yeah. Rubbing alcohol and hot apple cider is a yay for Hartzell. I'm not such an apple cider guy. I'm going to say nay on hot apple cider. How do you feel about spiked hot cocoa, hot chocolate? Chocolat.
If you don't like the spiked cider, I feel like you probably... Yeah, because if you're not a sweet guy, you probably want a chocolatey. I'm going to go a fan of the spiked, maybe like a spiked coffee or like a spiked
Yeah, like
hot
coffee
chocolate.
With maybe a little Bailey's Irish Cream.
Yeah.
That's a nice little holiday drink right there.
That's what you take when you go watch the lights turned on. Insert any downtown.
Right.
You go into the plaza, maybe.
A nice little cup of hot chocolate. Maybe you get one of those airplane brandies or something. You
know. Or like six of them.
Pour them in there. Mm-hmm. Have yourself a light show by yourself.
Light show by yourself. Go to, speaking of light shows, Longview Lake. They've got all their
Yeah, we're going to get into some Christmas holiday themed events here in a second. Let's finish up with the drinks.
Did you show prep today?
Yay or nay?
I didn't do a damn thing for this show, Pete. I didn't do anything.
Listen, that's no different than a regular day. The holidays are no different than a regular Monday, Wednesday, or Friday, as it turns out. Yay or nay?
Touché.
Yay or nay on rum chata or a white Russian style drink. I think this is like a late night after dinner dessert type.
Rum chata, yes.
White Russian?
I don't want a cold drink. I don't think I want a cold holiday beverage. I want my stuff hot. So
it's
no
like
on
a,
that.
It's more like a milkshake.
Yeah, I don't want that.
But you're right. You can't really drink it outside. You'd have to be indoors in the heat a little bit. How do you feel about a hot buttered rum? Yay or nay?
Like the butter them biscuits, baby.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, see, this
listen,
is why you're on the naughty
if
list.
If it's boozy, the answer is probably yes.
Bad and boozy. I don't know what a hot buttered rum is, but get me one. That's just how I feel about hot buttered rum. That's your holiday drinks that we came up with.
Holiday booze and beverages. If you have some, hit us up on all the socials, at KC Morning Show, at KC _ Morning Show on the Instagrams.
Right, and of course, we're coming to you on this holiday Black Friday from the Unlabeled Music Services Studio. Check out their website. Offer a lot you can do. When we come back here in a second, we'll get into some holiday events in Kansas City over the foreseeable future
ho,
in the next month.
Ho, ho, ho!
The KC Morning Show.
My name's Hartzell. That's Pete Sweeney to my left. P.S. Sween. The S stands for Santa today because this is your holiday edition of the KC Morning Show. Pete, I believe you have a calendar, some stuff going
Pete
on.
Pete Sweeney, also known as Santa's little helper. He gave me a list of events in the area you can.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he did. You can celebrate the holidays with Winterfest.
How's he been? Has he been pretty good recently?
Fat. Real fat this
real
year.
Real fat, huh?
Yeah, loves buffalo chicken dip, I tell him. Every Sunday. I know football is on. You can't eat buffalo chicken dip every Sunday. Winterfest at Worlds of Fun began last Sunday, but it runs until December 31st. Holiday cheer rings out at Worlds of Fun during the annual Winterfest holiday celebration.
Oh, hold on. Do you want music for this? Do you want some holiday?
Maybe pump in a little bit.
Do you want some holiday music?
Yeah.
All right, keep going.
Millions of sparkling lights transform the park with an inviting glow that warms the heart and lifts the spirits. Yeah.
You
can feel it. My spirit is getting lifted right now.
Let's get lifted.
At Winterfest, find festive live shows, meet iconic holiday characters, join holiday activities like ice skating and cooking, decorating, select park attractions, and create lasting memories with family and friends. Holiday.
Can you give me some more cheer as you talk about? Give me a little bit more cheer.
This holiday event takes place on select nights November and December. And then there's Christmas in the Park at Longview Campground.
Ooh, that was smooth.
Put on by Jackson County Parks and Rec began on Sunday. It's completely free, as should everything during the holiday season be. through donations to local charities are accepted. There's 500,000 lights.
Now do it. Do it in a morning show festive vibe. Go.
There's 500,000 lights. Open November 27th until December 31st. Christmas in the Park, Sunday to Thursday, 5:30 to 10 a.m. And on Friday and Saturday, bring the whole family from 5:30 to 11 p.m. Also, the Kansas City Zoo. From today, Black Friday, until December 29th, Santa Claus will be diving in with the penguins. Do you hear me? Santa Claus, diving in with the penguins.
I heard you. We didn't sell it. Sell
every
it.
Day.
Sell it for me.
Santa Claus will be checking his list twice and then diving in the penguins every day at 2 p.m.
This is your idea. This is your call.
Get a one-of-a-kind photo of Santa as penguins torpedo around him. Ho, 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 there's a penguin on my ass. Watch the penguin bubbles trail the man in the red suit and hear the children giggle. Starting on Saturday, you'll like this one, Hartzell.
I love it.
Christmas movies at Alamo Drafthouse. Check the schedule online. Elf, The Polar Express, The Grinch, Christmas Vacation, among others, all throughout the month of December. A spectacular Christmas show begins in Crown Center on December 6th.
Nope. Redo that part. Redo it.
A spectacular Christmas show.
There he is.
Begins in Crown Center on December 6th. Christmas singing and dancing and show tunes. Tickets available at musicaltheaterheritage.com. Times ranging between early afternoon and 7 and 8 p.m. depending on the day. And finally, The Nutcracker. It's by the KC Ballet. It continues this year. It's hailed as positively oozing charm by the Washington Post.
And continue.
You're promised a magical theatrical experience wrapped with exquisite costumes, grand sets, and captivating choreography. It runs December 5th to December 24th. Great, perfect date if you can afford it. I know The Nutcracker tends to be a little expensive. Tickets at
kcballet.org. There's no price when it comes to holiday cheer.
If you're going to crack some nuts, you better be willing to have a little bit of money in your pocket. That's all I'm saying.
You got to let it breathe. You got to let it breathe for a little bit, Pete.
There are a number of Kansas City Christmas pop-up bars for those that are 21 and over. Miracle is back, and it starts today. Miracle's located upstairs at Rock Hill Grill, located at 2000 Grand Boulevard. Each Miracle location is decked out with holiday decor and offers a variety of holiday-themed cocktails. And there will be a second location this year for Miracle. Miracle on the Plaza, where the Oliver used to be located. So Miracle at Rock Hill on November 29th and will be open through December 28th. Miracle on the Plaza opens November 28th and will serve its last drink on New Year's Eve.
That was a 4 minute and 3 second Christmas undertone music, and you used all 4 minutes and 3 seconds.
There's so much to do when it comes to the holidays in Kansas City, and so now the people know, and that's about it for your holiday special.
I'm going to do everything I can to get on your level, my friend. I'm not trying to be a holiday Scrooge. I didn't mean to come in like that, but now having seen you, having talked to you, having been awakened, It's time. It's go time. I'm here for it.
Let
now.
Me be a messenger and say that
I'm here for it.
He sees you when you're sleeping, and he knows when you're awake. And it's not the U.S. government; it's Santa Claus. So keep that in mind as you celebrate the next month.
Pete, I hope you get everything that you would ever want this year.
You don't have to worry about that. I'm good.
Oh, you're set?
Yeah.
Well, if you got any overflow presents, let me know. Maybe send some my way.
Know about that.
My name's Hartzell. That's Pete Sweeney. This is your KC Morning Show. Enjoy the rest of this festive Black Friday.
It's a good holiday to be in Kansas City.
Holidays are here, my friends. If you have anything that we need to know about, especially as the season really starts to get in overdrive, let us know.
KCMorningShow@gmail.com.
We would love to come hang out with you. Maybe grab some of those spiked holiday beverages that we were talking about earlier.
Anything with marshmallow.
Oh, big marshmallow guy, huh?
Right now.
Do that again. I mean, you're really getting into character. You're rubbing the Santa's belly. Look at you go. Can you give me a ho, ho, ho? My name's Hartzell. That's Pete. This, your KC Morning Show. We'll see you in the morning.
The KC Morning Show.